this wind, and the wind is ceasing.
The wind's what?
Wind is ceasing, you see. That means quit blowing.
That wind's going to rain.
It's liable to rain. When the wind settles or ceases, that means it stopped blowing, you see, and it turns off warm. Well, that's a good sign of rain.
What do you say if the wind had been weak and it was getting stronger?
Well, the wind's been weak or been low, but now it's getting higher or getting stronger.
A wind from this...
Getting stouter or either one.
A wind from this direction.
From south. The wind from the south getting stronger.
If a wind's halfway between the south and east, you'd call it a...
A southeast wind?
What?
Southeast wind.
What if it's south and west?
Southwest wind. The wind from southwest.
And north and west?
Well, it'd be the same thing, from the wind from northwest.
And north and east?
And wind from northeast, 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 southeast, southwest, or southeast, either one, you see.
You say all night long the wind?
It'd been blowing from the southeast.
If you go in and if you'd had some clothes hanging on the line and you go out and you see them knocked down, you'd say, well, the wind must have...
Blew my clothes down, clothesline down.
Because all night long the wind...
Wind's been a-blowing.
Or it did what?
It gets rough. Wind gets rough.
And you'd say the wind wet those clothes off.
The wind has blowed the clothes off from the line. Of course, either way you see it, north wind, south wind, east or west, either one, or northeast, southeast, ever which may be. You blow it off just the same. And sometimes you have it propped up, you see, it'll blow it over the one way and your prop will fall. You see, how funny.
Have you had bad winds around here?
Oh yeah, we've had bad winds. We had a bad wind here this year, about 2 months back. Blowed trees down, blowed a big wild plum tree down this side of the camp house, and blowed a big cedar tree down. Across the flower yard there where you see those yellow flowers, broke across there, broke the top out of a mulberry tree down here in my garden, fell right side of the fence, didn't fall on, broke the top out of a double top salmon tree out here below my barn.
A double top?
Yeah, forked, you see. The top of it was forked, and it broke it off just right at this fork. And both prongs broke off, and blowed two big pine trees down here across the branch, broke them off up about 8 or 10 foot higher above the ground. Broke them off there. And I saw them up in the wood. Some of wood for the stove out there and some wood for the fireplace here.
What do you call the winds that come in out of the Gulf at about 200 miles an hour?
Well, that's generally a strong wind. Awful strong wind.
What are the ones that are named, like Camille or Betsy?
Just which?
There's one kind of wind that's real strong, and it can totally destroy a city.
Oh, that's a low wind. Some call it a whirlwind. But a whirlwind is a wind that goes round and round that way. But when the wind's low, now that's really dangerous, more dangerous than a high wind is. Sometimes the high wind will go above the top of the timber and it don't hurt anything. And sometimes it breaks the top of the tall trees out. But if it comes down low, it blows buildings away and caves trees up by the roots.